Hello, everyone. This is the Queen of Feeling Fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson, and I want to welcome you to Blissful Living. We have a great show in store for you today, and to give you a little insight into what the show may be about, to pique your curiosity, we're going to talk about the propelled heart and how you can move from injury to insight in just a few steps, maybe. I'm leaving that as a dangler for you to keep you tuned in. But before we get into the guest that we have today, I want to take time to thank our wonderful, fabulous sponsors of this segment of the show. The first sponsor is the Health, Healing, and Wellness Company, and they have some very nice things to help you optimize your health and well-being, whether you're having problems sleeping or getting to sleep or staying asleep, if you want to do a detoxification, if you want to improve your energy, vitality, if you want to stop the aging process, or you want to manage your stress better so that you don't allow that stress to cause havoc in your life and in your health and well-being. You want to check out the Health, Healing, and Wellness Company, and you can check them out at healthhealingwellness.com. Again, that's healthhealingwellness.com. And the other sponsor is a wonderful sponsor that doesn't really go along with health and well-being, but what they do is keep the technology world functioning at an optimized level. The company is All Day Cable Incorporated, and they are a telecommunications installation company located in the wonderful San Francisco Bay Area. They have been around. This is their 26th year in business. And what they do is network distribution installation, whether it's voice, data, fiber optic cable, or wireless systems, security cameras, speaker systems, things of that nature. If you have a need or you have a business and you're having some trouble and you want to have some experts that have proven success being in business for 26 years, then I highly suggest you check out alldaycableinc.com. That is, again, alldaycableinc.com. And so let me just get on with the show, and I want to tell you a little bit about today's guest. Our guest today is Dr. Toni Luisa Rivera, and she's going to tell us or help us to understand what we can clue in with regards to what your body is trying to tell you in a variety of different things. And I'm going to share a little bit of information about Dr. Toni Luisa Rivera. She is a doctor of chiropractic medicine, a certified Rubenfeld synergist, author, and workshop facilitator. Born and raised on Air Force bases until her father retired in Puerto Rico when she was 11 years old. Horses and sailing were her early passions, and she graduated in 1985 from the Life Chiropractic University and returning to Puerto Rico to open her first chiropractic office in a rural area on the island where there were no alternative options for health care. Now, Dr. Toni discovered the vital role body, mind, spirit, and emotions play in healing while attending to many people seeking care. Many people come into her seek care, and she discovers this wonderful connection that so many of us are now looking to explore. And wanting her, she wanted to explore, you know, that healing method, and she incorporated these aspects of a person. She incorporated all these aspects of a person into what she does. She moved to Santa Fe, New Mexico in 1994, taking up dressage riding, hot yoga, motorcycle, snowboarding, and marimba music. She also has basked in the variety of magic of the Southwest. The Southwest is absolutely beautiful. Having trained with Ilana Rubenfeld herself, founder of the Rubenfeld Synergy Method, Dr. Toni has become a master teacher focusing on teaching clients about self-healing through contacting their own inner wisdom and teaching other practitioners intuitive listening to personalize their work with their clients. She has discovered a passion for writing and is launching a new workshop series called Intuition Mastery. And so I would like to take this time to welcome Dr. Tony Luisa Rivera to Blissful Living. How are you, Dr. Tony?
I am excellent. Thank you so much for having me today.
It's a blessing to have you on the show. Of course, you know, I like to roll my tongue. Can you tell? Puerto Rico and Rivera. It gets me going with my Latin. I'm not Latin at all, but I do speak Spanish, and I love just the language and the beauty of it. And so when I get any time that I can roll my R's, I just love doing it, because I was told back in school when I was learning to speak Spanish that I was a good R roller. So
yeah.
I don't know.
But Rochelle.
So I want to just get started, because I know the listeners might be a little intrigued, you know, the propelled heart and the whole mind, body, spirit, emotion connection. For so many years, healthcare, and I'm thinking traditional healthcare, has just been focused on the body, or, you know, there's that aspect or that specialty that was just focused on the mind. And they didn't really connect the two, or didn't really understand the intricate connection between the mind and the body, you know, as well as our spirit and our emotions, and how that plays havoc on our health and well-being or enhances our health and well-being. And so what I want to ask you is, what made you decide to explore that area of healing and well-being?
Well, that's a very good question. I appreciate your asking. In my seeking to help others, and I always believed from a very young age that the body healed itself, and this is a truth in the way that no matter what kind of treatment we seek, it is only stimulating that inner healing capacity of the body to function. So the body is self-healing, and following along those lines, I discovered chiropractic, and I relate the story in my book, The Propelled Heart, and when I went back to Puerto Rico, being the only chiropractor on that end of the island and the only alternative doctor, my office was inundated. And in practicing, I began to see patterns that related to the mental, emotional, and spiritual life of my clients. And it intrigued me that and it's unique to the individual. There may be some kind of similarity, but when a certain event would happen in someone's life, the same exact physical pattern would repeat. And I started to say, well, you know, I'm really on the surface here only treating the physical. I need to look deeper and help people become aware of how they can affect their physical body by the way they think and by the emotions they entertain and by taking charge of their lives.
Wow. I think that's, you know, really wonderful. And it's interesting to me that, you know, you were on this part of the island of Puerto Rico where it was, you know, you kind of somewhat isolate, so to speak, and you're practicing this wonderful modality of alternative medicine, which I don't really think is alternative, but, you know, quote unquote, those are the buzzwords for today.
right.
You know, and you know, your practice was just booming because people get it. They get it. When you explain it to them, they get it. And I always tell people, what's in your mind, whether good, bad, or indifferent, is going to manifest somehow in your body. That's because there is a really direct connection. So, So it's beautiful that, you know, you had this practice in this part of the island, which may have not been, aware of that, but once it got out there to people, they were seeking your help with you know, helping themselves to feel better, look better, be better, do better.
Well, it's so interesting because, first of all, you know, people a lot of times will come to almost any practitioner. A great motivation is pain of some kind, something happening in the physical body. Sometimes we try and avoid the other aspects of our life, but when something's hurting that you can't get to stop on your own, you seek help. And the chiropractic that I was practicing was very efficient in relieving the physical pain for the moment, which, you know, that's right in your face, and we're talking 30 years ago. and people weren't thinking of these other connections. And when I first started to change and ask people to look at their diet or how they were thinking, people would just say, well, why? You know, if I hurt myself, I'll just come back to you. And I really had to make a struggle with people to really take a look at these different aspects and start to do classes and teach and discovering the Rubenfeld Synergy, which is not a type of chiropractic. It is a body, mind, emotional, spiritual integration work. And when I started saying, no, you know, we really need to look at these things and move to Santa Fe, where people do want to explore these things, now when I go back to Puerto Rico, people are very interested because, of course, in the 30 years, things have changed and people are more aware. It's interesting to me in my practice now still, even though I'm known for this, that focus on the physical, in many ways, people are still seeking through herbs, acupuncture, whatever, relief of pain. And so I felt the need really to write my book, The Propelled Heart, Moving from Injury to Insight, to again underline to people and teaching my workshops that the power's in your hands, people. And that's why I know you're listening to Rochelle and the Blissful Living Show, because by you taking an active role in your own healing, that's where you get the results that last, not just chasing physical relief, but looking at the way you think, the emotions you entertain, and the things in your life that you know need to change. It's the time to decide what you can do yourself to take your health into your own charge.
Oh, beautifully stated. I agree with everything that you said. And listener, she just gave you a golden nugget. You know how during the show I like to, you know, have the guests give gold nuggets of gold, is what I like to say, because these are things that people can take away immediately and incorporate into their lives to make themselves much better. And she just gave you one on whether you realized it or not. I'm pointing it out to you. She just gave you one. And also, I want to let you guys know that we are going to be talking about some things that you may not have got from when I open up the show with regards to why some of these pains and this discomfort or some of these things that, you know, go with mind, body, you know, emotional healing, why they may be manifesting in your life in you may not even be aware of it because there's not really a connection. And so I kind of want to transition into a little bit about what Dr. Tony was saying with regards to her book, The Propelled Heart. And we'll tell you later about how you can get a copy of the book and definitely get in contact with Dr. Tony if that's something you would like to do. But in her book, I want you to share with the listeners what exactly is The Propelled Heart.
The propelled heart is a wonderful term that one of my spiritual teachers coined to distinguish the point in a person's life when they become, instead of just, you know, eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner and going to work, starting to become interested in what is life trying to teach me? What are the lessons that I can learn from my experiences, my relationships, from my body, that will allow me to learn and grow in my life? So that's the propelled heart. It's moving forward and taking notice of the lessons that life is trying to teach every day. So, and then using that propelled heart, you can move from injury to insight, hence my subtitle, because many times all of us have had some kind of experiences in our life which we might not have liked or caused this injury. And by looking at what's happening, by trying to understand the experiences, we can transform those injuries into insight, into realizing the gifts that we're bringing to the world through the experiences that we've weathered in life. It's rather fascinating, actually.
I agree. I mean, I think that what you stated is just is really information that people need to know about. And some, like I say, a lot of times when you go to the traditional medicine physician, they don't equate that. They don't have time. You're there for a specific complaint or cause or whatever, and you get the 15, 20, maybe 30 minutes if you're lucky, and then you're on your way with, you know, whatever they decide to prescribe for you. But this is really something different. Now, in your book, you write about forgotten childhood sex abuse. And this, you guys, is where I'm talking about that things that you may have forgotten about or you may not know has a connection to what your physical pain may be. This is the part we're going to get into right now. Dr. Tony, how did you remember this forgotten child sex abuse?
Well, it's interesting because I was always motivated and stimulated to study and continue learning. In my motivation was always to help others, and in my discovery of the Rubenfeld synergy method and starting to study with Alana Rubenfeld, I thought, oh, this is it. This is what I've seen my clients need. And then as I started taking the training, and part of the requirement for the training was that you receive the care yourself, so you have a personal experience. And I began to discover, oh my goodness, there are some things stored in my body that I don't understand or remember. And it began, and this is what I'm encouraging people to do, to really listen to what your body feels like to you. So when one of the practitioners, the Rubenfeld synergist, would touch me, I would either stop breathing and hold my breath, and as they encouraged me to speak, well, if your body could speak, what's it saying? And what would come for me was, what are they going to do to me now? Okay.
Right.
And
right.
Then I started saying, well, gee, where did that come from? And as I continued with the sessions, little snippets would started to come up. I'd see a visual or I'd have a feeling, and then it started to emerge from my dreams, and I started to investigate, and all my experiences really happened before the age of 5. And as a type of protection, our brain is so good. My brain had, when the abuse ended, my brain decided to wall it off, and so that I wouldn't have to experience that in every day. But my body remembered, and
right.
My body was still hypervigilant, and that startle response when someone would surprise me like from behind or I didn't expect something. And these were all cues and clues, but it wasn't until I actually slowed down and listened to my body that the actual memories started to come to me.
Wow, very, very interesting. The whole context of how it evolved just from your experiences of when, you know, just via touch, right, triggered something to let that wall down. And you didn't really know what it was, but you knew it was something odd, right? You just,
mm-hmm.
You didn't know what it was. And as you went through this process and you learned to, you know, to engage in the Rubenfeld synergy method, you realized that there was just a little bit more, and also the wall began to, I want to say the shade began to lift a little bit to
yes.
give you insight as to what happened. And then you could put together, you know, what had happened and why you were feeling this way. And just at right now, at this moment, what I want to do is, so the listeners are like, what's this Rubenfeld synergy method they keep mentioning? Can you just talk a little bit about that? And then you guys will get back into, you know, the insights and the wonderful things that she has to share. But I want you guys to be clued in. I wanted to give you an intro with Dr. Tony and then a little bit about what we're going to be talking about with regards to an example. And she gave a nugget of gold and where her experience was with this. And now I want her to explain what the Rubenfeld synergy method is, and then we'll get back on track so that you guys can really have your antlers up, so to speak, to hear all this wonderful information that she's going to share with us. So tell us, Dr. Ruben, tell us about the Dr. Rubenfeld synergy method.
Well, Alana Rubenfeld was really ahead of her time. She was one of the first women conductors to graduate from Juilliard in 1959. And when she started having neck and back problems from the conducting, she became interested in what her body, what was happening in her body, and she studied Alexander technique, which is a way of posture and looking at your posture and your awareness. And she became a teacher. And then she had the fortune to study with Moshe Feldenkrais, which is awareness through movement, and with Fritz and Laura Perls, who were the founders of Gestalt Psychotherapy. And when she worked with Fritz Perls, she would touch the person and he would talk to them. And she started to realize that sometimes the person would believe something consciously and be speaking a certain way, but that the body held a truth about the person's life and beliefs that perhaps wasn't congruent with what they were thinking. And so by bringing the person, the client, into awareness about what their body was saying was very insightful about the person's life. So she developed, she combined these three things, the Alexander, the Gestalt, and the Feldenkrais, and developed what she calls the Rubenfeld Synergy Method. And this was way back, about 45, 50 years ago, that she became aware and started to teach her combining these techniques. And so she was rather ahead of her time, like I say. There's great interest today in the body, mind, spirit, and emotions and how they interact. And Alana developed a technique using touch and talk and awareness of the client of their body. So, for example, if I'm with a client and let's say the person is saying that they're over their divorce, they've forgiven their, say the man forgives his wife and he's just going to let it go. And then when I go to touch the body, it's very hard and rigid. I ask, what does your body feel like to you? And he says, well, it feels hard. And as we go into it, what do you imagine it might be telling you? And then we get to the underlying, there's anger, unresolved anger. And by talking it out and releasing from the very cells that anger, then forgiveness can come. But until that anger is released, the forgiveness can't happen. And so there are steps that each person, it's unique to the individual, that has to be gone through to actually have freedom from the experiences of our past.
Oh, wow. That's very interesting. Very. I mean, it really piqued my my curiosity and intrigued me because it just sounds, wonderful. And a great way to let, you know how people always say, oh, just let it go, just let it go. And, sometimes you think you've let it go, but what you really have done is just internalized it in your body. And it's kind of hidden, like with your sexual abuse, right? It's just kind of hidden. The wall come up. You think you've let it go, but your body is definitely telling you, no, you haven't let it go. And you don't know that, and you don't know why you feel these things. But this method can explore and open that gateway for you and allow you to really let it go and release it. And that's wonderful. Okay. So now we've given the listeners a background about the Rubenfeld Synergy Method. Now what I want to go back to is with regards to, we talk about insight and moving from injury to insight. What do you mean by insight? And, the second part of that question is, what insight did you have, not only with what was happening to you, but maybe what was happening or what you've seen with your clients that you were working on or working with?
Oh, it's such a great question, and it is kind of layered. There's pieces there to it, and insight to me is when you have a realization of what value something has, or an insight is a deeper understanding. It's kind of like an aha moment. It's like, oh, I got it now.
Yeah.
And for me, a lot of times when things have happened in the past, And in my case, I forgot because things had happened at such an early age and, you know, memories stored differently before 5 than after 5. But there are some people who the injury they're suffering continued long into their life, and they do remember consciously if they think of it, and perhaps they're even afraid of thinking of it. And there's a kind of a stuck place where, you know, why did this happen to me? How could those people have done this to me? And they get stuck in the anger and frustration and lack of understanding, and this is the injury, stuck in the injury. And if we could just allow ourselves to go in and express a little more understanding of ourselves and our experience. We might not ever understand, for example, why someone abused us. I had one client who wanted to make it okay. And, you know, I just had an insight in that moment working with that person of, you know, it's never going to be okay that your father abused you. But you can be okay, you see. So we can't make a bad act right.
Right.
But we can heal from it. And my own insight in healing my injury was how my increased sensitivity, my developing and empathy and understanding of what people were thinking, you know, I could use that to help people now in healing their injuries. So I'm very intuitive and empathetic with people, and I have such a developed sensitivity in my touch. So I've turned it around. Instead of being sensitive to people touching me, I've turned into when I touch someone, I'm very sensitive and I can tell what layer of the body the problem is in, and I can talk to the body and listen very closely. So I've turned my injury into a gift that I give to the world. And so in a way, I wouldn't change it. You know, you hear many people who've had diseases of different kinds that they wouldn't change it because of the gifts that it gave them, the insights and understandings. So that's what I hope to encourage people to do, is to work with their injury, not bury it, not bury it, because it's right there in your body and your psyche, but to really allow yourself to heal it and then bring the gifts that you've learned to others. Yeah.
I love that. And with regards to, as you talked, you just mentioned like how people, you know, may have gone through, say, you know, a very traumatizing illness and recovered, or, you know, a traumatizing experience and recovered. What difference, and this is, you guys out there listening, I really want you to pay attention to what Dr. Tony says regarding this question, but what difference does insight make in one's healing one's health? Because a lot of times people experience things and you know what I'm saying? And they may not, they know they've survived it and all that, but they may not be able to connect the insight that they got from their journey of survival to how it equates to their healing and their health. So what difference does insight make in healing one's own health?
Well, it's so amazing, and working with others, I've been so blessed over the years to have people trust me to help them on their journey. I'm the facilitator. And the body holds such wisdom that it, and it's unique to each person. You know, there are books that have been very helpful over the years that relate certain areas of the body to certain issues in a person's life. And those books are trying to help people have some kind of insight. So they might say, well, knees means you're having trouble moving forward. And then that's trying to nudge, you know, people into having some kind of insight. And what I've found over the years working with people is though there may be areas that symbolically are related to different aspects of being human, we're each so unique. And hence the need to slow down. And in my book, the Propelled Heart book, I have exercises, or not physical exercises like you might think from other chiropractors, but exercises where you can tune in to your body and your emotions, but to really slow down and listen, gee, what does the pain right now in my knee feel like? and the way it feels physically is a clue to what's happening. Let's say my knee feels like it's being pinched inside. It's pinching. And then I might lead to, gee, what's pinching me right now in my life? And then that might lead me to my relationship or my boss or somebody at work or my mother, my, you know, somebody in my life. And then I can realize, yeah, the way they make me feel is really pinched. Then when I realize I'm feeling pinched, I can do something about it. I can make a different choice. I can speak to them. I can change my situation. So and many times I've seen in my office and in my own body, when I have the insight of the message that my body is bringing to me in that moment, many times simple physical pains will simply disappear. It is absolutely amazing. Now, of course, if the tissue is actually injured, you may need help from a medical professional or right. your acupuncturist or someone else. And you're having the insight into how it is representative of your life. What you're feeling physically is representative of something in your life. You're taking an active role in the healing as you're receiving treatment. Instead of just being, you know, the body laying on the table and somebody doing something to you, you're actually taking an active role in taking charge of what may very well have created the situation that you're in. So the insight leads to action. Insight leads to action, and then you know what to do, even insofar as knowing which treatment is most apropos or most correct for you and your body and your situation. Because sometimes we have choices, and it's very confusing. What should I do? They're telling me I can do A, B, C, D, and this person says this, and that person says that. But when you turn to your body and realize what it's trying to tell you, your body is your ally and can guide you to make those choices.
Wow. Wow. Beautiful. I love that. I mean, I just was thinking about, there was one time that my feet were really bothering me, really bothering me. And, you know, when you're a healthcare professional, you're on your feet a lot, specifically if you work in a hospital setting and things of that nature. You're walking on that concrete floor and, you know, and I'm like, I can't be getting arthritis in my feet. And and this is so beautiful because I'm just like had this awakening. But what I came to realize was that I wasn't really thanking my feet. I wasn't really loving or putting any love into my feet for all that they've carried me through, all the thousands and thousands, probably millions of steps that I've taken in my life here on earth. I didn't, you know, love them like I was loving my legs or my butt or my boobs or my stomach or, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so what I started doing was I would, and I still do this to this day, and this has been a long time ago. And I, you know, I would wear good shoes in the hospital and all that when I was doing my clinical nursing, but I started massaging my feet every day with some sesame oil or coconut oil or almond oil and just really, you know, sending love to that part of my body, thanking my feet for carrying me, because without them, I couldn't walk. I couldn't do the things I'm meant to do here on earth. And I really needed them. I really did love them. I really, you know, did love them. I like putting them in nice shoes, and I wanted to have my feet feel good in nice shoes because I have a shoe fetish. So, it, you know, it's important to have your feet feeling good when you're liking shoes, right?
Right.
And it was almost immediately that the pain in my feet went away. It was miraculous. And now listening to you, it's like, oh my gosh, that was the connection. That was really the connection for me that made a difference. And to this day, I still do that every day. And it's just something I do. I don't think about it. It's just what I do. I love every part of my body. And it's amazing. Just when you gain that insight, how expansive your life can be and how much you can improve and maximize your health and well-being just by doing some simple little things and having insight to what you shared. Oh my gosh, that's beautiful. I had an epiphany. So
right.
very,
and
very.
That maybe tonight when you're massaging your feet and just giving that love and gratitude, you know, you can actually feel the response of gratitude from your feet for your gratitude. You know, you can
exactly.
feel it in the tissue. It's amazing how the body has a wisdom that is trying to share with us all the time. And, you know, our like the feet, the connection to the ground, to the earth, they're so
right.
important in everything we do.
You know, it's so funny because I always tell people that, you know, your body speaks to you. It
yes.
speaks to you all the time, all day, every day. All, you know what I mean? And there's
yes.
times that it's speaking to you where you really, really need to pay attention. And then there's times that it's speaking to you because it just wants a little bit of attention, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the times that you, it speaks to you and you really, really need to pay attention, a lot of times those are the times that people discount stuff. And then lo and behold, they have, you know, something that manifests, whether it's an illness or a disease, you know, they have a heart attack, they, you know,
mm-hmm.
something, you know, and it's like, this didn't just happen, sweetie. This, your body's been talking to you and you've just been discounting it. So because you've been discounting it, it tries to get your attention by doing something a little louder, you know. And
one of my teachers, Donald Epstein, the founder of Network Spinal Analysis, he, one of his quotes that I love is, we need to learn to listen to our body's whispers
mm-hmm.
so we don't have to endure its screams.
Oh, that's beautiful. I need to write that down.
And it's just what you're talking about. If we learn to listen to the body's whispers, those little, you know, maybe it only aches every once in a while. How many times do you hear that? You know, well, at first it only hurt every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
So that we don't have to endure the body's screams. Because if you don't pay attention to those every once in a while little feelings, maybe your heart has a flutter or something's happening that is maybe even more on an emotional level at first, but if you don't listen, eventually it has to start to scream by giving you an anxiety attack or having a minor heart attack or something. But we can
right.
learn to listen to the body's wisdoms, and it's so important because the body is also listening to our every thought and emotion and our every recurring. Sometimes we don't even realize how we're talking to ourselves. We don't even hear it anymore because it's behind our conscious thought, and the body's listening, and the body will bring that back to us in the form of its own language, which is sensation. And so it's not only talking to us all the time, it's listening, and it has a wisdom about our lives, a unique point of view of our life. And by us tuning in, and that's one of the first exercises in my book, is that when you have anything happening, some part of your body that continues to call your attention, that you sit quietly, put a hand on it if you can, but at least hold it in your mind's eye and breathe into it. What most people start to do is just either stop it, you know, I don't want
right.
that pain, or
right.
Ignore it or take something so they don't feel it, or tell it to
right.
stop it. But if we just quiet and say, you know, what does it feel like to me? Is it pinching? Is it pulsing? Is it sharp? And then some people are visual. Is there a color? Is there a shape? Are there words with it? Is there an emotion with this area? Instead of trying to figure out, what did I do? Did I pick up something wrong? Did I chop something funny with my, you know, when I was cooking dinner? Just go inside. Instead of letting your mind be in charge, give your mind a rest and just listen, and then acknowledging, I know you're tired right now and there's a blue color with the square, and thank you for showing that to me. Many times, immediately something will come in, an insight, an intuitive knowing will happen that allows you to change something that will help you instantly. So it's, you know, we can't forget about that intuitive self that we all are. And by slowing down enough and calming down enough to just listen and notice what is, not hypothesize what did I do to cause this, but what is happening right now and being with what's happening right now, physically, emotionally, et cetera, you'll have an intuitive insight. It will just happen. We're naturally intuitive.
Right. Oh, my goodness. Wow, Dr. Tony, I'm just like getting all kind of, you know, not chills, but warm sensations in my body because of what you're saying is resonating with me. And it's funny that, you know, I always tell people to be, you know, to have the connection with their body and things of that nature. But how you said it and what you're saying, and I know the listeners out there are feeling this as well, and it might be sparking more of them to pay attention as to what's going on with them right now at this moment within their body and what that may mean. And you just did this beautiful thing that you can just take a few moments, sit quietly, and just pay attention to what your body's saying to you, whether it's, is it screaming loud in this part, or is it, you know, is it soft, or is it just, you know, like a little whisper, but pay attention and really, you know, you can, you know, put a color to it or whatever. I mean, that was just beautiful. And then this quote, oh my goodness, I'm going to put this in my phone and it's going to pop up every day. We need to listen to our body's whispers so we don't have to endure the body scream. That, if people just took that and did that and paid attention, put these words deep and let them resonate within them each and every day, our healthcare in America, our well-being in America would improve dramatically.
Instantly.
Oh, my gosh. That is absolutely beautiful. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I just want to reach out and give you, I'm giving you a big hug, long distance. This is,
well, you
beautiful.
Know, it's so amazing. And I love, you know, having been in practice 30 years, seeing the evolution, even in Puerto Rico itself, you know, people used to come to me and they'd have some kind of a problem, you know, chiropractic, they'd have some kind of pain, and they would say to me, I would explain to them everything. Your nervous system controls and coordinates your body. I'm going to release the healing potential of your nervous system, which all chiropractors do, no matter what technique it is. And they would sit and listen to me patiently, and then they'd say in Spanish, y la pastilla, which means, and the pill? What pill are you going to give me? Right?
Exactly.
And I'd say, no, 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 I just explained. I'm going to, you know, adjust your spine, and I would go through the whole thing. Then after about 6 years, people came, and they said to me, I came to you because you don't give pills. That's a
exactly.
huge transformation.
That is, because, you know, we've been trained here, and I'm just going to say America because that's what I know best, but we've been trained, you know, you go to the doctor, you have a complaint, a pain, or whatever, you go to the doctors give you a pill, and you go off, right? And
right.
what I try to explain to people is the pill doesn't cure anything. What it does is mask your signs and
yes.
symptoms. The signs and symptoms is your way of your body talking to you that you need to make some changes.
Right.
You know, and you can do that naturally. Get rid of what the body's trying to tell you that's going on, and you don't need the pill because you won't have the signs and symptoms. But we've been trained so almost systematically to go to the doctor and get a pill and
right.
not go to the doctor and find out the root cause of what's going on, but to get a pill to mask what's going on. And I know the pharmaceutical industry is a multi-trillion dollar industry. I get that. I get that. But if people just grasp that one piece of information that you just shared again, you know, get rid of the signs and symptoms, and then you don't get rid of what's causing the signs and symptoms, and then you don't need the pastilla, right? Then, you know, your health and well-being will improve dramatically, and it's almost like there's got to be a shift going on. But here in America, we're bombarded with these commercials that promote all these different kind of drugs, which didn't exist when I was growing up,
right.
you know. And so people see the drug and they're like, oh, I have that and I have that, and they go to the doctor and ask for this pill. Don't pay attention to all the other stuff. The other day I was telling a friend of mine, this is so funny, off subject, you guys, but I was telling a friend, I saw this medication on TV being advertised. It was late at night, and I can't even remember what the medicine was for or what the name of the medicine was. But when they start doing the disclaimer about all the sign, you know, all what could happen,
right.
I'm like, you know what? I would not want to take that medication because the signs and symptoms as to what the side effects that could happen is worse than what you actually are going to be taking the pill for. So
exactly.
find out what, I mean, it's like, oh my gosh, why would I cure one thing and then create 17 other problems in my body.
It's absolutely amazing. It's absolutely amazing. And I, you know, I use that analogy in the book. And, you know, if you think about it, if your house was on fire and you're sleeping and somebody's banging on the door mm-hmm. saying, your house is on fire, your house is on fire, you would not get out earplugs and put on earplugs. Okay? You would be thank you for telling me my house is on fire. And, you know, and that's
exactly
what your body's trying to tell you. There's a problem. I have a symptom because there's a problem. You don't have a symptom because you didn't take the pill.
Right.
You know?
Oh my goodness!
What's interesting too is we're starting to listen. We're starting to know. Okay, maybe there's something to this, to listening to the body. And another reason for the book and the workshop series that I've developed is because we need to learn how to listen. We need help. Because people have never done this, and it's very different from taking a pill. And as you're saying, we've been systematically trained in our society to just take a pill. We need to learn how to listen. So in the book, in my workshops, is a step-by-step instruction of how you can learn to listen to you in your unique way, because we're all unique, and each of our beingness, our body, has developed a way unique to our experience. And right now, I'm having my book is being launched on Amazon. Today's the last day that if you buy the book today, I have a free bonus of a 2-hour online webinar. So anywhere you are in the country or the world, you can tune in. And the 2-hour workshop is called Discover Your Heart's Message. And that's the first step, where I'm going to teach you how to hear your own heart speaking and how you can establish a relationship that you can take and use anytime you want.
Love it. Love, love, love it. So, again, you guys, we're going to share with you how you can pick up that book. But she kind of just told you right now you can go to Amazon. But, again, I want to continue on with some wonderful insight and wisdom that Dr. Tony has to share with us. Now, you know, we've talked about a lot of stuff, the wisdom of the body. But what I want to just kind of ask you with regards to, since we did talk about, you know, disease a little bit, you know, sparking the signs and symptoms and the meaning behind that, what kind of wisdom does disease have? Because that's something I don't think people really, they don't pay attention to the wisdom of their body. So I know they're not paying attention to if disease has any wisdom at all. And that probably sounds weird to someone that disease has wisdom. But what kind does it have?
Well, you know, that is such a great question. I'm so glad that you brought that around, because the, you know, the disease in our body, or the disease of a specific organ, has clues for us in what's going wrong. So if you look at where the disease in your body is, or what the definition, and I always suggest to people that, you know, don't go to a medical textbook. Get a layman's guide to health. There's several on the market where you can look up the name of the diagnosis of the disease, the name of the disease, or if you know the organ that specifically that's being affected, you can look up the function, the normal function of the organ, and then the disease and what's happening to that normal function. And there's a metaphorical representation of what's happening in your life that your body has so been fed up with, it's finally developed a disease that's along the lines of where there's an issue or a problem, if you will, in your life. And sometimes it's so hard because we're in the throes of treating the disease. So we get so involved with the treatment, we forget to think about what was normal that's disrupted. So, I'm trying to think in my own case of an example, and of course, I did detail this in my book, but I had thyroid disease, which the thyroid regulates metabolism, and my thyroid was irritated, and it was making my metabolism run really fast. Well, coincidentally, at the same time in my life, I was running really fast, overworking, really trying to do too much at once, and running away from the realization that my marriage wasn't working out and was really making me ill. And I found out that my thyroid was being irritated by my thymus. So, I anatomy and physiology is my favorite topics, but I decided, let me look. Thymus. Well, the thymus regulates or tells your cells when you're born, your thymus busily starts to every cell in your body, it lets it know who you are. So it stamps your immune cells with, this is Tony, for example, or whatever your your thymus is stamping your body for your cells and knowing you, and that's the way it protects you from invasion. So if you get exposed to a virus or a bacteria, your body says, oh, that's not me, and it will attack it. Well, I had such an issue when I saw that in the description said, your thymus tells your body who you are. I said, oh, my gosh, I had no boundary between me and my husband and me and my clients. I was running myself ragged trying to help other people and not realizing that they're not me. I need to eat. I need to rest. And I had a confusion there. So as soon as I saw that the metaphor, the representation of what was happening in my life, in my body, I was able to make changes that supported my own health, and I was able to heal.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's beautiful. Go ahead, Dr. Tony.
Going to ask you, did that answer the question kind of? Is that?
Yeah, no, that answered it perfectly because it was a correlation. You explore, and I love anatomy and physiology too, you explore the connection between what was happening in one aspect or one, you know, particular part of your body and how it really, what was happening to you, how that related to your thyroid, how the thyroid was connected to the thymus and what that overall connection meant. And it brought back to the wisdom of you noticing or realizing that you're doing all this stuff for everybody else and really taking care and really burning yourself at both ends of the candle. And that was really putting your metabolic system in a state of overload. So it kept thinking it had to run faster, 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 just to keep up with your demands of what you were doing for everyone else. And I know there's so many people out there that can probably relate to this or equate this to themselves. You know, a lot of times right now today we hear a lot about adrenal fatigue. That's the big thing that has popped up. And I think if people took a look at, you know, where the adrenal glands are, they sit on top of the kidneys like a little hat, and what their, you know, what their functions are and how it relates to what's correlating in their body, their, you know, how they're feeling, so to speak, their signs and symptoms. I bet if they sat and did the process that you explained earlier, just connecting themselves to what is going on in their life and how that connects to what's going on with their adrenals and the signs and symptoms they're having, they will have a tremendous breakthrough, tremendous insight, and will begin to get the glimmer of what they can do to make the change for themselves naturally without taking a pill.
Exactly. And even when you need medical treatment, like I did need treatment, I had damaged my thyroid. Even if you need treatment, your understanding of what the organ or the disease is trying to tell you or what needs to happen to change your life, not only will you heal faster, but you won't repeat the same disease. You won't continue.
See, and that right there is gold within itself. Who wants to continue to have problems that, you know, with the same organ that keeps coming up, keeps coming up, keeps coming up? You know, a lot of times you hear about these people that have high blood pressure and they're taking 4, 5, 6 different pills for high blood pressure and they still have it. I always say there's more going on, and that's the reason why the medication is not working, because there's more going on within you that you're either not paying attention to or you don't have insight or you just don't have a connection, that you don't connect it. But that's a whole nother show, you guys. And back to that. There's so much I want to ask you, and we don't have very much time. But what I want to say, I know your book, The Propelled Heart, you know, you talk about these exercises that you have in the book, and they're really geared to be simple and easy for people to incorporate into their life. Can they really help someone, you know, improve
immediately
their health and well-being?
You know, it's funny. I've been getting some reviews on the book and some feedback, and I've had people say, I was experiencing blah, 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 and I did the first exercise to breathe into and feel and see what color was there and everything, and it went away. So I'm getting a lot of feedback already of how instantly, not even, you don't even have to do it a bunch of different times. Just sit down and work through, and then on my website I actually have free MP3 downloads of me leading you through the exercises, and I have the first two up already, and I'm working on getting all the exercises from the book with me leading you through them on my website at TonyLuisaRivera.com, and they're free, so you could actually go on and receive that, my voice leading you through the exercises, without even buying the book.
Wow. Okay, so, you know, you need to go to TonyLuisaRivera.com, and I'll give you the correct spelling and all that, and her information will be up on the site as well. But because we just have just a little bit more time, I want to ask you just a couple questions with regards to God, you know, the divine spirit, you know, the divine wisdom that created us all. What do you believe that God's role is with regards to us healing our mind, body, spirit, and emotions?
I think that, you know, sometimes people are turned off by the word God, but whatever what you want to call that universal intelligence, that energy, really, that created the universe and our bodies, that is what we're striving to become one with, and that's why we're here incarnate. And by having some kind of a spiritual life where you're developing that relationship with that which is we came from, that which we came from, and that which is all-powerful and all-knowing, when we build that bridge, the body, mind, spirit, and emotions will begin to heal just from the magic salve of being close to the balm of the calmness of spirit in our life. So I think it's the base of everything. And we're all on a spiritual path, whether we realize it or not, but actually consciously developing that relationship with God or a divine mother or spirit, however you want to call it, that is the true healing, that the rest will follow.
Oh, beautifully said. Beautiful, beautiful, beautifully said. So, wow, we've only got a couple minutes left. And so what I want you to do again is I'm going to have to bring you back because I didn't get through half the questions. I mean, it was just such a beautiful, you know, insight and a beautiful discussion and conversation we're having. And you gave so much wisdom and nuggets of gold. And I want all of you out there to go pick up Dr. Tony Luisa Rivera's book, The Propelled Heart. Again, you can get it at Amazon.com. You can go to her website, Tony Luisa Rivera, and I'm going to spell that for you. T like Tom, O N like Nancy, I L U I S like Sam, A R I V like Victor, ERA.com. Go to her website, check out what she has, connect with her. If this is something that is you want to do, if you want to feel better, if you want to be better, if you want to show up in the world and not be taking a whole bunch of medications and learning how to connect your healing with your intuition and the wisdom of your body, your mind, spirit, your emotions, then I highly suggest that you connect with Dr. Tony Luisa Rivera and go to TonyLuisaRivera.com. Now, if you had one last thing you wanted to share with the listeners out there, what would you say?
I would say that discover your greatest ally in your body. And all the wisdom, all that you need to heal your body, mind, spirit, emotions is within you, and you can develop that relationship with yourself.
Oh, beautifully said. And so there you have it, you guys, the beautiful, intelligent, very wise, natural, I don't like putting people on a pedestal, so I'm just going to say she's just elevated all of us with her wisdom. Dr. Tony Luisa Rivera, she has graced us with her beauty and her words of wisdom, and these are things that all of us can take immediately and incorporate into our lives right now. And if you pick up the book, then you have a tool that you can utilize, and you can get multiple copies of the book and just hand them out as gifts and share them with your friends and family, people that you know that might be having an illness or disease, or people that you don't know that may not be having illnesses and disease. But what a wonderful gift to share with someone that allows them to move from injury to insight and have these wonderful exercises that they can do, that they can utilize to make themselves feel so much better. So thank you, Dr. Tony Luisa Rivera, for being on Blissful Living. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk with you, and I feel your beauty and your warmth resonating in my soul and in my body right now. And I'm sending you lots of love and a big hug all the way from the San Francisco Bay Area.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and I'd love to come back. I so enjoyed speaking with you.
Oh, great. We'll set it up. We'll set it up. And to all of you guys out there listening, thank you for tuning in to Blissful Living. I hope that you enjoyed our conversation with Dr. Tony Luisa Rivera. Again, her information will be on the site. You've gotten, her website. You go pick up her book from Amazon.com. And, again, thank you to our sponsors, the Health Healing and Wellness Company. Check them out at healthhealingwellness.com, as well as All Day Cable, Inc. Check out that company as well if you have a need for improving your technology and your telecommunications. I am Rochelle Marie Lawson, the Queen of Feeling Fabulous, wishing you peace to your mind, wellness to your body, and tranquility to your spirit. And until next week, have a phenomenally fabulous week as you travel down your path to bliss. Goodbye for now.